Next is a progress note for Rick McLaughlin. Last name M, small c, capital L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N, Rick, R-I-C-K. Place is Argentine Care Center. Date was November 30th, 2022. New paragraph. Mr. McLaughlin was seen regarding debility due to a head injury affecting all limbs, but especially worse on the right side, period. He also has hypertension, history of seizures, period. New paragraph history. Overall, Mr. McLaughlin feels relatively well and denies new symptoms, period. He is confused, but was relatively pleasant today, period. Blood pressures have been stable and there's no headache or chest pain, period. He has slight function of his left upper extremity, but not much function otherwise, period. He's non-ambulatory. Review of systems negative for headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain. Although it's difficult to assess how reliable he is, period. He does have a known neuropathy, period. He has a known depressive disorder and generalized anxiety disorder, period. He has a history of convulsions, but none recently, period. Examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Temperature 97.1. Pulse 90, respirator 18, blood pressure 134/78, O2 sat 94%, head and neck is unremarkable, oral mucosa normal, lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation, cardiovascular normal, S1-S2, no gout, no murmur, abdomen on tender. New paragraph assessment and plan 1. Mr. McLaughlin has an old head injury resulting in, for the most part, quadriplegia, but there's a little use of his left upper extremity, period. He's debilitated from that standpoint, period. 2, he has a history of hypertension, controlled with amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Three, he has a history of seizures. He's on Depakote 500 milligrams every 8 hours, plus Trilepto. Mm-hmm. 600 milligrams twice a day, period. These may also be helping his mood. Mm-hmm. Because he does have a history of unspecified mood disorder and a previous psychotic disorder, period. He wasn't psychotic today, period. There's evidence of dementia. New paragraph. He's had COVID in the past, period. New paragraph. He's on gabapentin 100 milligrams 3 times a day for neuropathic pains, and Colace 100 milligrams daily plus bisacodyl 10 milligrams if needed for constipation, period. He has glaucoma and is on latanoprost 0.05%, one drop at bedtime nightly, period. He's also on Tymlopta 0.5 milligrams twice a day. Overall, continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.